Okay, good evening. Mem Dalet on the Dalet. Come back to the Tosfos of Be'ez Hashem in a second. Let me first begin. I had a bit of a look this morning about setting up a mechitza, which I we spoke about, a mechitza for davening. What do people come out with? Mutar on Shabbos, also on Shabbos.
Setting up a mechitza for davening.
For davening, davening
first,
for that purpose.
That's a mechitza
on Amatim,
isn't it?
That's for
Shida. Well, if you're an official in a shul, you've got not just one single woman, but several.
Is that mechitza Matas? Is it mechitza Tznius?
Well, it's kind of a low level, it's the Mokum Mitzvah.
Low level. Moshe Feinstein holds where you need the mechitza, it's the chi of deraisa.
And does he hold you need the mechitza in
a public place is where he holds, yes. So I can. So Taka goes with his thing that apparently in Mesoras Moshe, that's not Igros Moshe. So in other words, it's not in writing from Ramoshe. It's the Mesoras Moshe is his grandson who was Meshamishim for many 20 years, whatever it was. Conversations he had with him, he wrote down, and it's been then verified by Ramesh's son, I think, and Big Talmidim, etc. I think a lot of it's to do with that. But Ramesh said, well, this is Mechitza Matzeiros. Can't set one up on Shabbos. However, I've seen other versions of what, I don't know if it's from Ramesh or what people believe Ramesh would have said, and they're not convinced. There are definitely, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was supposedly said that it's a mechitza materis, you can't set up one on Shabbos. I'm trying to remember, so I saw a list of names, it's like football teams sort of thing, you know. Who else was there? There were a few, however, the vast majority hold this mutter on Shabbos. Rishon Zalman holds this mutter.
It's just for sneers.
They tiny, even according to Ramosha, some of them want to tiny it's a mistake to say even that according to Ramosha would be a mechitza materes. Some say it's only to stop from Kadosh Rosh, some say even if it's more the chiyuv, it's only the tznius. One way or another, they are the majority opinion is they don't view it as a mechitza materes.
But it's not the same type materes as the others. If you put up a wall in a sukkah, that allows you to eat or sleep or whatever it is you're going to do.
That's for sure, isn't it?
And without it, you can't. But you still could done. The ladies could leave.
Correct. As I said to you, I don't know where exactly the thing is. That there are those who say if a shul doesn't have a problem with chitza, you're not supposed to daven there bechlal, whether it's women or not.
I understand
but
that.
You're saying that's already is more okay. But soft call soft as it is now. Without the mechitza, it's an issa for me to daven. Right now, I come into the shul, there's women there, there's men here. As it is now, am I allowed to daven? No. Put on the mechitza, that allows me to daven. In which case, the argument is maybe that's called the mechitza on our terrace.
No, but if you had a situation, and that we would have to make the assumption that everybody who's there is on board with you. Look, ladies, we've got a problem. You can daven outside, but we can't. So the babies are now going to be daven.
Correct.
So it's so not
then the vault is you don't have an issa there to be matir.
Correct.
So you wouldn't need the mechitza bechlal. You wouldn't be putting up a mechitza. I'm putting up the mechitza because I've got an issa to daven. In which case, then it's a mechitza matir.
Okay.
Or not. Because as I said the other day, I was running into. I think a lot depends on how you view. I know it depends on what exactly the gedda of the requirements of a mechitza in a shul is. You see, if there's people who are inappropriately dressed, then we've said that it's mutter because why? Because that's working alt kisui, it's not working alt mechitza. Because if you can still see the women, then a mechitza is not going to help you.
Yeah.
Right? So there should be mutter. That's if it's a moshav just a drosha, then that is just a hecker between shows men here, women here. It's just you don't really need a proper mechitza. So that should be mutter. That the shayla is when it comes to davening. what exactly are we trying to achieve with the mechitza? If I've got a mechitza there, which is 10 tefachim high, do I need it to be tied to the bottom if it's a sheet? Do I need it to be tied to the bottom or not? You see, I think that's what they argue, and that's one of the rise that some want to bring. It doesn't make sense, according to Rav Moshe, that it's a mechitza materas. Because they say that, I think in no, it wasn't Teravadas, which was Rav Moshe's...
Sifti
Yerushalayim, that's right. I think it was there, they said they had a sheet, it wasn't tied at the bottom. So clearly Rav Moshe held, it's not a mechitza in that sense. Even according to Rav Moshe, it's not a mechitza in that sense. In which case it can't be a mechitza materas, even if you do put a mechitza there.
So
the bottom line is,
what's the thing about tied to the
bottom? Because if it's got to be dine mechitza, then a sheet has to be tied to the bottom. Same as for your sukkah. If it could flap around in the wind, even though there's no wind here, it doesn't make a difference. A mechitza, by definition, it has to be something that can stand up to a ruach metzuyah. And even if there is no ruach metzuyah, because I'm indoors, it doesn't make a difference. Your sukkah, when you build an indoor sukkah, the wall still, you can't use sheets if they wouldn't be able to stand up to a ruach metzuyah if the window was open, or you know, whatever it was, if it was outside. It's a din in the mechitza itself. And therefore, that's the halacha where you do need a mechitza, you need a proper mechitza, it's got to be tied. So for example, we mentioned the other day, when it comes to, let's say, if a husband and wife together, Lel Shabbos, and there's either a candle in the room, or there's svarim in the room, so there's two ways to deal with it. Either they put up a mechitza, midine mechitza, mi ikar adin, then it's mutter, despite the fact that you can still see the candle. Okay, it could be a chesor and a tzinius, etc., but mi ikar adin, says the Mangan Rabbam, it would then be mutter. That, to put that up, would be awesome, because that's a mechitza materas. It's not working without kisu, because it's not covering anything. However, if you put up a mechitza, which is, so now you can't see the light, that would be mutter. Even if you tuck a tie in the bottom, because that's not working without mechitza. It's working without kisu, without covering. The nafkamina being between the two, is whether that sheet has to be tied at the bottom. If you're using a sheet where you can still see the light over the top, you can still see the sforim, you know, the sforim are, yeah, you can still see the sforim, so it's not covered, so then it's got to work midine mechitza. If it's working midine mechitza, it has to be tied. If, however, it's working mitzad kisui, it doesn't have to be tied. That would be mutter, then, says, again, the Ramah doesn't make this clear, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, b'mokim tzorech, one could be maker on that. Yeah?
As from the point of view of davening, a man and woman in the same room, we can refer back to Rivka and Yitzchak, some medrash that they were davening in.
So again, if you're davening in a room with your wife, there's definitely no problem. Don't start this Shabbos, you know, when it comes time for benching, sorry, we've got to put a mechitza down the table, you know, there's no such thing. Even remote, I think it's in Igros Moshe, but I remember, I have it back in my mind, I think Ramosha was, it's what we mentioned the other day, in a shiva house. So very often, so the women will go out, and he said, no, Meikah didn't, the women want to daven, if they're at the back, and it's just a few women, how many is a few, I don't know, are we talking about literally two, three, I don't know. He held that's not a problem. Because again, it goes with this thing that a mechitza is not, it's not a halachic, taka goes with that thing, it's not a matir in that sense, it's an issa to daven per se. It's a din in tenius, and therefore if it's just a few women at the back, standing at the back in a shiva house, it's not a shul, it's not a mokum kavua petzvila, he held that was, I don't know if it was Ramosha, it could also be, that it goes together with the shita of Ramosha, it was taka would fit very well with the shita of Ramosha, it's mistabit, it's him, that he holds that you, where you need a mechitza is a chi of deraisa. You only need a mechitza in a public setting. So that's why I mentioned the other day. I said, one has to be very careful. I'm not trying to be controversial, because today it's become much more accepted. But in times gone by, I think it was much more prevalent at weddings and things like that. You'd have mixed tables, etc. And definitely not a mechitza at the time of dare I say this, but right for dancing. Fine for dancing, they had to have a mechitza. And Ramosha Zicha held, if he had a choice between the two, if they had, that's what the Mishpacha said, if he came to a chasana, he'd sit at a mixed table, you know, next to his wife and I suppose a man on the other side, if necessary. But if he had the choice, he'd go, in other words, there were three sections. men, women, and where they're, you know, sort of mixed. Of course, he'd go to the separate thing, right? And it's like I can tell you, Diane Eritroy, that's how somebody told me that. I think, you know, there could have been two families from within the shul were making a, you know, they were making a chasana together, right? And I think something like this, should they have a, you know, separate seating, not have separate seating, and, you know, so one said, you don't have to, you know, the dying comes and he doesn't, you know, he sits, he's happy to sit at the table, you know, next table. And so I think they went to speak to Diane Eritroy, and he said, no, make it separate. So they said, so they asked him, they said, but, you know, what's the dying? He said, because they don't ask me, that's why. Right? And it was in his inimitable style. Right? He said, if you ask me, then I'll tell you what I think. So you don't ask me, okay. So that's what I'm saying to you, because Ramosha held that a chasana is not considered a public setting. Right? It's not considered to be a public setting, it's a private function. And therefore, that was the.
However large a chasana is, it's still regarded as a private setting.
Yeah. I remember a number of years ago, I don't care what I say, but to protect confidentiality, well, not confidentiality, but there was an organization, call it a Kehillah organization, they had a Friday night. Right, the families who were involved in this organization, a big, you know, Friday night to show appreciation, or whatever it was, you know, because people who work hard for it, etc. And it was obviously families sitting together at tables, etc. And there were rabbonim in town who were, because when they found that, they were very, very upset about it. How can you have such? How can you allow such a thing? And the Rob, who was in charge of that organization, you know, he said, I think he said to the organization, look, we wouldn't be able to do this again, but he says, they have no right to, it's a private thing for this organization, and they've got a role, and it's up to him to decide. He didn't feel it was a problem, and they were finished. The shayla is that they'll say, no, it's not. The two things go together. Is it a private, or is it a public thing? Ramosha held with a marriage, so even though you've got lots of people there, but there's one Bala Boss there. And again, this is what I've read. This is not in a gross Moshe, that part of it. That's what I've read. And said, I'm not suggesting anyone should be a Dafkinik. And I think today it's become, we've progressed because there's much more, I think for a very good reason, because there's so much more preachers in the world today. You know, now it's our world, so we have to rise to the occasion. But knowing what is halacha, strict halacha, and what is very, very praiseworthy. And so coming, as I said, one last word regarding Mechitz and Shul, because that was the one that I couldn't, it's amazing, you think this is, you open any statement, they all talk about this is the classic Mechitz and Shul. Gornish, I had till I was able to find not Shemir Shabbos Kilchosa, right, it's your go-to safer, no? Couldn't find it there. Maybe I missed it, I don't know, I couldn't find it there. And anyway, I think some of them I probably just missed, but.
So why is it? And the liars in the from circles are very much free to keep the women.
Not behind the mechitza. It's not behind the mechitza. It's separate. That's for sure.
Didn't even come to the liars.
No, that's
we consider that there's a Yetzer Hara
around. It's the Gemara. It's the Gemara. Yeah. No, there's two different things. There's two different things. In some circles as well. In some circles, they hold that women shouldn't go even bechlal to the Beis HaKvaros and things like that, right? In Eretz Yisrael, I'll tell you something. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a chirim they put on. Who was it that did it? Karim one. So I tell you, Ma'ase Shoya, when who was it? Was Nifta? Maybe when Rav Aryeh Levin was Nifta. Does that make sense? Could have been where Rav Aryeh Levin, right, the Sadik of Yerushalayim, or maybe the Leshen. I'm not trying to remember which one would make more sense. More likely Rav Aryeh Levin. So they announced that it was going to be on, I think Harman Uchus, whichever one is. I think it's Rabbi Yashiv's daughter, she didn't know anything about any Chirim, so she went ahead. She went to the, so they had to be Mateh Chayim, whatever it was afterwards. She didn't know about it, but there are certain things that, a lot of these are told you on Minhag HaMokum, right? It's certain give you two, just very briefly, two nukudas. One I think you'll particularly appreciate is there was a family in an American, hold on, how did it go? I think an American young couple who lost a very, very young child, right? And they came to Eretz Yisrael to, you know, it was going to be buried on Har HaMenuchos, and they asked Rav Scheinberg, because the mother very much wanted to go, and but you don't, in Eretz Yisrael they don't do that sort of thing, so it's under the circumstances. So he said, not only should the mother go, you should let the mother go, says the kolel, all the kolel families there, etc., tell their wives to go as well. That was
I remember as a youngster.
Is that again? One has to know what the halacha is under the circumstances. It was
give a kizuk to the mother.
Give a kizuk, yeah. Episode. I think it's in the book. I think it's in the book where he, you know, his shirim that he gave to women. It may have been there, sort of.
I remember as a youngster, even in the less prum circles, let alone the prum circles. Women didn't go to the grounds at all. Also, there were others who didn't go, people who still have parents, irrespective of their age, and the ladies wouldn't even go at a different time to the Lavoya when it could be ladies only. Ladies would not go.
These things, I tell you something, you'll see menakotze and akotze, right, from one extreme to the other, in Eretz Yisrael. Right, when we asked, you know, when my father was a friend of the bracha, when he was nefta, so sat in the levaya there, chas v'cholila, the children should go to, you know, to and even to carry the chas v'cholila, because al pi kabbalah, there's reason al pi kabbalah. He said, yeah, if you go, you run ahead. That's what we had to do. We had to run ahead. Again, it's al pi kabbalah. They couldn't put it in chusarat. B'dafka, they tell the children that's the biggest kabbalah the children could do. It's right, because they don't follow the kabbalist things. They go mitzvah. Completely here they hold Badafka, they show there they hold Badafka not. It's different practices. But I'll tell you the other thing I saw the other day is also just very interesting. Right? I'm trying to remember who I saw, maybe from the party, I can't remember who it was. They said, you know, like regarding the Minag in Yerushalayim, I mean, let's get something more positive, a happier thing, is, you know, Misad, the things in Yerushalayim, you don't have music at a chasma. Right? Only one thing. You think about it, you know, a person should be machmir, right? Whoever it was said, I don't remember where I saw it now, he said, if you're subject to that takana, in other words, you're from Yerushalayim, whatever the gather is, then of course you've got to keep to it. If not, bedafka, you should have proper music. Why? I should be machmir. He says, because this is the ikka mitzvah of Simchas Chosam Vekada. That is the ikka mitzvah of Simchas Chosam Vekada. I think it's remember Rabbi Vassus quoted, spoke about it, and he's quit. I think it was, who did he speak it? I think it was Ben Ishchai, may have been. Somebody says that is, if you want to know when it comes to spending on chasanas, not on the food, save on the food, save on the photographer, save on the ikka money. If you're gonna splash out on one thing, the music.
Music.
Yeah, music. That is the ikka mitzvah.
Yeah, but the music is.
I was going to say the same thing. I kept. It's got to be music. That's true.
Many people knocking on many things, and some people.
I agree, but whatever has the din, the music is, like, that's Medina de Gomorrah, that is the Mitzvah of Chasam Vekada. So that.
Yeah, I love the
Hoyayon.
When they spend more money to include volumes, which they can all get reduced to volume.
Yeah. Anyway, so that.
Many people play, and some people mimicking what the other one is doing, but nobody could hear nothing.
Okay, so that's regarding the mechitza. So the bottom line is machlokes, yesh machlokes, but the majority opinion seems to be matzah. That is, from what I can see, that's that. Right. The other nekuda is we saw the toast yesterday. Right, very useful. The sticker toast is about Master Rabbi Meir. The one thing which I just wanted to mention is, because when we did it on going back, I think a couple of Shabbosos, we noted, I don't know if you remember, but we noted that the way Tosfos quotes Rashi and the way Rashi quotes Rashi, if you see what I mean, in other words, there's a very slight difference. And based on that difference, the question of Tosfos falls away. What do I mean to say? Tosfos says, if you look right at the beginning, Rabbi Meir de Kapos il Hosom, It's on Memdalad Memdalad the Tosfos there. Rav Meir the Kopotin Hosom. Almos you see lav mechitzi. It's not a mechitza. Says Tosfos. Hashto boy the memo. Right now we want to say the Iri we're talking about the Dofen Shalishis with the third wall. Right, we're talking about with the third wall. Afiru hochi, even so, lechoshiv elo tosefes ba'almo. It's just considered tosefes ba'almo. You're just being mosif. Right? Even though you're talking about the third wall of the sukkah. Why? The Rebbe Meir is a kol posel, because again, according to Rebbe Meir, says it's possible with an animal. So since the third wall, you're not really being machshir the sukkah, so it's only considered to be a tosefes. Yeah, correct? Now look at what Rashi said. Spot the difference. Rashi says, "Dibar matzah delav midi ka'ovid." Can you see it's about halfway down? In Rashi.
Yeah.
So this is the same episode, just two lines earlier. He's just said, "Rabbi Meir posel mefarish b'masechet sukkah shematirach," because maybe the animal will escape. So therefore, no problem. Delav midi ka'ovid, because you're not doing anything. The kemo that are misaking the sukkah, because since you're not being misaking the sukkah, you're not fixing up the sukkah, because it's possible as a mechitza. Avar gab the ovid oil, even though you're making an oil, shari it is permitted. The kosava, because he holds osin oil arai, you're allowed to make an oil arai. But hoil that are misaking sukkah, since you're not fixing up the sukkah, eino elo oil arai, it's only an oil arai, but shari and it is permitted. Spot the difference. What's the difference between Tosfos? I mean, he hasn't said Pirush HaKuntras there, but that is, he's going with, spot the difference between what Tosfos said and what Rashi said. And it's going to make all the difference. To go in Yaakov, I think to go in Yaakov points this out.
Which word in Tosfos are you talking about?
Just literally the first line I just read.
Up to the kosher.
You don't need to go any further than that at the moment. Kosher just explaining. They're both explaining what does it mean according to Rabbi Meir. Why it's no problem. There's a very. It's not even so subtle. There's a difference between what Rashi says and what Tosfos says. Why is it mutter? I know Rashi writes slightly more at length, but there's one nekudah that Rashi writes, and that is absolutely key. According to Rashi, the question Tosfos is about to ask falls away. Tosfos only has a question because of the way they quoted it. Okay, Lamaita Rashi is that's true, but according to Rashi as well, we are talking about the third wall. That has to be, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. You know, Dr. Freilich, you. Nope. Freeman? No, no one? The answer? Are we dealing with here? Is the Yesod of the Heter because it's an OLRI? Option one. Or is it because it's being Mosif on an OLRI?
You said
it's
Mosif on an OLRI, so this is the other.
I said both, actually.
It's Mosif, so
I said both.
No,
who says what? You're right, it's what we said yesterday. We're learning. No, okay, but wait, Tosfos. What did Rashi say? What does Tosfos say?
Rashi says clearly it's Al-Halarai.
It doesn't say the word Moshe.
It doesn't say.
What does Tosfos say?
Tosfos is talking about Moshe.
Oh, right, true. Now, what happens next in Tosfos? Now, watch what happens. Yeah? Continue on in Tosfos. Let's continue learning, and you tell me. I'm going to keep reading, and you give me the indicator when you suddenly spot. Hold on. According to Rashi, this is not going to be a problem. What Tosfos says. Okay. Here we go. Tosfos continues on. Because I've got a difficulty. Hakatani behead, because surely it was taught explicitly, Hossam over there in that second brisa, Kadesha Yeshtabi Yochabi Yoshe. That I'm doing this in order to be able to eat, drink, and sleep.
For the sukkah.
So therefore, how can you tell me you're not making a kosher sukkah? It says, Kadesha Yochabi Yeshtabi Yoshe. So Tosfos, well, with a contrast pirish, and Rashi he explains, Davon Motzi Lemekraf, you're right, we could have asked that question. Elo just, Belav Hoki Porich Shapir. Anyway, it asks very well. Anokonami, we've got two other questions. Tosfos, but, Mikol Mokum Koshiv, I've still got a big difficulty over here. So my Porich Mesobach, because what's the Gemara asking nearby? Ema, let us say the Omer Rabbonon Lohesif. The Rabbonon only allowed it, right? When you're being moisiv on an oil, lechatzchilo mi Omer. Did they allow you to build an oil lechatzchilo? So he says, what are you talking about? Ha Omer, but I just told you to the Rabbi Meir to call possible. According to Rabbi Meir, who says it's possible with an animal, lechoshiv elo tosefes ba'almo. It's only considered to be moisiv. So what's your question? I just told you, according to Rabbi Meir, an animal is possible. So when you put the animal there, you're doing nothing more than being Moisif. If that, but you're being Moisif. So the Gemara, no one allows you to build an Oya Lachatzchelo. Okay, very good, I didn't say we're building an Oya Lachatzchelo, so we're being Moisif according to Rabbi Meir. So what's the Gemara's question? Tosfos goes on to say, now one question answers the other. What the Gemara really means to say is, you said you're being Moisif. Why? Because you're not achieving anything. Right? According to Rabbi Meir, you're not achieving anything, correct? Because it's still possible. Look, I know one thing, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, I don't know, because it doesn't say in the Brisa who we're going in. What I do know is, the Brisa says, you're putting the animal there, Kedei Sheyochal V'yishter V'yoshim. Beforish, you're making from apostle to a kosher sukkah. So I don't know what you're talking about, but that's what I know it says. If it doesn't fit with Rabbi Meir, it has to be Rabbi Huda. Oy, Bazo, you're not dealing with Moisif, you're dealing with building the Chatzchilo. That's the Gemara's question, and therefore we've answered both questions in one. No, tell me, why, according to Rashi, the second kasha is Mishkan kasha? You're
not talking about the Torah.
You're not talking about
what?
Yes.
Because if you said you're allowed to eat and drink, that means the sukkah, how can you live with children in oil? All right. Even in the sukkah.
No. Why is the second kasha not a kasha? Can't get given it on a plate. Why is it not a kasha? Because of what did Rashi say? Rashi said that it's not Moisif. Rashi said that this Brisa holds, you're going to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, you're putting an animal there, it's not Mesak in the Sukkah. If it's not Mesak in the Sukkah, so it can't be more than an Oyel Arai. He didn't say Moisif. You're making an Oyel Arai. Yeah? You're making an Oyel Arai, why? Because you're not being Mesak in anything. He didn't say you're being Moisif, though. Well, Bez Lashan, I'll try and explain in a second why you're making an Oyel Arai, what's the Sfar in that. But fine, you're making an Oyel Arai. Yeah? He said, Rashi, the Kosovar, Oyel an Oyel Arai. He holds you're allowed to make an Oyel Arai. So Oyel Arai, the Gemara's question makes perfect sense now. The Gemara says, who are you going in, though? Rabbi Eliezer holds you can't even be motive on an Oyel Arai. And even according to the Rabbanon, you can only be motive on an Oyel Arai. But no one allows you to make an Oyel Arai the Chatzchilo. And you said you're making an Oyel Arai the Chatzchilo. The question of the Gemara makes perfect sense. Clear? Yeah? Nope. One more time. According to Rashi says, the way the Gemara went was, the second rice which allows you to put the animal there is because an animal is possible for a sukkah. So you're not being mistaken in the sukkah. If you were being mistaken in the sukkah, that would be an oyel kavah. It's a dom choshel, you will be up 7 days, but that already is a proper thing. No. But here, it's still possible as a sukkah. So what are you doing? You're making an oyel arai. I didn't say you're moisif. Right? I'm making an Oyel Arai. Why? Because before you didn't have an Oyel Arai. Now you have an Oyel Arai. I'll explain Bez Hashem that in a second, why that is. Yeah? Just accept. He said he didn't use the word Moisif. Tosfos was the one who said said Moisif. Rashi didn't say that. So if that's the case, then the Gemara's question makes perfect sense. The Gemara says, who are you allowing this according to? According to Rabbi Eliezer, even to be moisif on an Oel Arayah is also. And according to the Rabbono, to be moisif on an Oel Arayah is mutter, but to make an Oel Arayah lechatchila is also. And you said that according to Rabbi Meir, you're making an Oel Arayah. The question makes perfect sense. What's the problem? Why did Tosfos have a problem with that question? Because Tosfos said that since you're not being makshir the sukkah, now you're just being moisif on an Oel Arayah. So I don't know, what's the Gemara's question? But you can't make an Oel Arayah lechatchila. I know, I never said you are. I said you're being moisif on an Oel Arayah. Tosfos can't understand what, how did the Gemara suddenly jump.
How can you be
on a rabbit if you realize the pasuk
from
the
beginning?
If what?
How can you
be on a rabbit? No, so we have to explain. No, so we have to explain. I'm just trying to explain Shittas Rashi. But I'm doing it in stages. As that point has to be, that's the Eshta Aleph. That has to be clear, yeah? Again, according to Rashi, Mahalach of the Gemara is glut. Very, very glut. And that is, you had, the Gemara wanted to say, the second brisa is Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, an animal is kosher possible for a wolf.
Possible.
So you had two wolves for the sukkah, it was possible for the sukkah. You put an animal there, it's still possible. Correct? Since the sukkah remains possible, so what you've done is you've made an Oel Arayah. At this stage in the Gemara, that's the way we were Masbir Rashi, not in there, I think when we did it on Shabbos, because you see Rashi doesn't change later on. But at this stage in the Gemara, we understand that Oel Arayah and Oel Kavah is to do with Chashivus. It's not to do with length of time. It's to do with Chashivus. If you were to make a kosher sukkah, that's an Oel Kavah, even though it's only there for 7 days, but it's an Oel Kavah. To make, I don't know what you want to call it, that will be an Oel Arayah. I'll explain Bezal Hashem in a second why it's even an Oel Arayah. Fine. But an Oel Arayah it is. You're not being motzah on an Oel Arayah. You're making an Oel Arayah, correct? That's why it's motzah. Why is it motzah? Because Rabbi Meir, this brisa holds that to make an Oel Arayah on Yom Tov is motzah. This brisa holds. To make an Oel Arayah, this is what the Gemara wants to say. It's not true, this. Not true. This is the Gemara's answer. That the first brisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, to put an animal there, that's going to be Makshid HaSukkah, so you're making an Oel Kavah. Ooh, that's awesome. The second brisa is going in Rabbi Meir, who says you're not being Makshid HaSukkah, so you're making an Oel Arayah. And to make an Oel Arayah on Shabbos or Yom Tov is Mutter. Right? So that, the Gemara says, what are you talking about? No one allows you to make an Oel Arayah. Most of on Oel Arayah is some who are Matif, but not to make an Oel Arayah. Yeah, that's the Gemara's Mahalich. So this is only had a problem because they thought that we were being moisif on an Oel Arayah to start with. So what's the Gemara's question? Making an Oel Arayah. I didn't say that. I said moisif. Well, listen to what I said, right? I said moisif. You're asking about making to start with. I didn't say that. So Tosfos has the whole Mahalach to put the two questions together. What seems to be going on is like this. I think, I'm just suggesting. Do you remember I said yesterday, I think it was yesterday, we've got a basic problem over here. And that is, when the Gemara makes the suggestion, well, we're going to Rabbi Meir, yeah? We're going to Rabbi Meir. Yeah? So according to Rabbi Meir, putting the animal there, you're not doing anything. Yeah? So the Gemara asks a couple of questions. The Gemara should have asked the most basic question, which is, what do you mean you're not doing anything? But the Brisa says, Kadesha Yechav Yeshtevi Yoshi. Of course you're doing something. Right? So Rashi says, yeah, you're right, the Gemara could have asked that. But it's got two other questions. Yeah, correct? Okay, I hear that. But if you're going to have to pick one question out of three, I would have picked that one. Because that's the most obvious and basic question. Your answer doesn't really make much sense. Yeah? What are you doing putting animals there? Do you remember what we said from the Ritzvah? Because I could say to you, you know what, we're not talking about sukkahs. But do I? You've got a hut there for the summer. It's also called the sukkah. Sukkah just means a hut. Sometimes it can be a bit of a red herring. You've got the Gemara sukkah, which talks about the Rabbi Eliezer was sitting in a sukkah. And the Gemara says, how can Rabbi Eliezer be sitting in a sukkah? I thought Rabbi Eliezer was the one who said that a person should be with their wife on the Yom Tovim. And says, yeah, it's not sukkah. It's not one of the Yom Tovim. A sukkah just means a hut. So therefore, I would have said, we're not talking about a sukkah, Bechal. Kedesh Yechav Yishtav Yoshim means you want some privacy so you can eat. Simple as that, correct? So, let's say we don't go ad kadei kach. Yeah? We could be talking about on sukkos, not on sukkos. The vault is, do you know why it's an oyer arai? Why is it the chalal an oyer arai? The pshat is, when you've got two walls, yeah? When you've got two walls, there's two issues there. When you've got two walls, it's not kosher for a sukkah. And on top of that, forget sukkos. Sukkos, Monday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you can't eat there because you've got no privacy. You put a third wall there, and already you've got epis privacy. Because maybe on the fourth side, at least it's more enclosed. Fine. Yeah? So therefore, from the halachic point of view, you haven't achieved anything. From the just posh practical point of view, you have achieved something. If I want to eat a snack, I can go in there now, and I won't have everyone watching me. Correct? Therefore, says Rashi, you've now made an oyel arai. You haven't been most of an oyel arai. Because beforehand you didn't have any oil, two walls is nothing. You put in the third wall, an animal, but a mice and I can eat with privacy. It's not an oil kavah, because besides anything, an animal's not going to stay there. And number two, it acts in chashivos, so it's an oil arai. Right? Now, if the Gemara would say, yeah, but this kadesh yeh chav yeh yoshin, like the response says, but etzin, you're right, it is a good question. But if that was the only question you had, I'd say, no, I stand by what I said. Kadesh yech av yosha means I want some privacy. It's nothing to do with sukkos. I just want to be able to have some privacy there. Kadesh yech av yosha v'yosha. That's an oil arai. That's why it's permitted. But the Gemara says, okay, I've got a better question though. And that is, you're not allowed to make an oil arai the chatzchila. No one is matzeh to make an oil arai the chatzchila. Only to be motiv on an oil arai. Clear? Yeah? So now, according to Rashi, the Mahalich that we've learned in Rashi, everything begins now to take shape. Right? Rashi has, we could have asked this third question. You're right, but it's not a knockout question. And therefore, if we're going to have to pick, we won't ask that question. Better I ask the other question, which according to the way I've explained the first stage, which is the very reason why the third kasha is not really a knockout kasha, because I can explain Kadesh Yochav Yeshtav Yoshin just means privacy, which is why it's only an Oel Arai, not an Oel Kavah, which is why, according to Rabbi Meir, I want to say it's Mutter. So don't ask me, it says, Kadesh Yechav Yeshtav Yoshin. It's a question, but it's not a knockout question, so I'm not going to ask that. What I am going to ask, though, is, you're being Mutter because you're saying it's only an Oel Arai. Two walls, I don't have any privacy. Now I've got privacy, at least. So no, it's an Oel Arai. It's not an Oel Kavah, but it's an Oel Arai. On that, I'm going to ask you, but you're not allowed to build an Oel Arai. Correct? So even after the if that's in an oil arai, you're not allowed to do that. Right? Clear? So to that, the Gemara answers, it says, you know what? Okay. Scrap the previous answer. Do you know what the pshat is? One is talking about when it's the third wall, and the other one is talking about when it's the fourth wall. Says Rashi, now watches the way he suddenly moves the goalpost. Says Rashi, when it's the third wall, you're making an oil. Yeah. Why? Because I had a possible sukkah, now I've got a kosher sukkah. Says Rashi, this is oil arai, it's not oil kavah. He's moved the goalposts, so that's it, he's only there for 7 days. It's oil arai.
And
Moses
is the fourth
wall. Huh?
And Moses is the fourth wall.
Truth is, it could either be out there, or it could be, because again, we're talking about an animal. And an animal is always going to be Oel Arai. Why? Because it's Shem or Tivra. You can say that's why it's an Oel Arai. Yeah? It's an Oel Arai. The fourth wall, however, is only Moisiv on an Oel Arai, because I already had a Kosher Sukkah. So now that's Moisiv, Koshet. Clear? That's the Mahalich Lefi Rashi. Tosfos, however, never took on the possibility, and this is the key point, Tosfos never took on the possibility that Kedesha Yochal the Yishtev Yoshin is privacy. Kedesha Yochal the Yishtev Yoshin is halachodik. Kedesha Yochal the Yishtev Yoshin. So Oibazo, when Tosfos asked that first question, which is, how can the Gemara suggest it's going in Rabbi Meir and you're not achieving anything? It says Kedesha Yochal the Yishtev Yoshin. So Tosfos, Rashi asked that, and Rashi says, yeah, we could have asked that question, but we've got other questions to ask. Right? Now, as I said to you, I said, I'm suggesting that what Rashi meant using the Ritva is, we could have asked it, but it's not the strongest question, because I could say Kedei Shiyurcha V'yishtav Yoshe means privacy, right? It means nothing to do with Sukkah. It's not a halachodik thing. To be any Shabbos of the year, I just want some privacy to be able to eat.
But to Sukkah, you could have a Sukkah if it met all the other criteria we each receive for it.
The two different things, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Two different things. And therefore, that's why I didn't ask the third question. That's the way we explain Rashi. Once you learn that Peshat in Rashi, then that goes very nicely with Rashi's Peshat in Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, you're making an Eir Arai. What Eir Arai are you making? It was Apostles' Hook, and it's still Apostles' Hook. Where's the Eir Arai? Don't know about even most it, because it's not the territories, because for privacy, that made an Eir Arai. That's why there's something you've achieved something, not a halachic game, but it's just a practical game. Hogufa, that's how we're touching it. That's the Havamin of the Gemara. We're going to Rabbi Meir, so you've got no halachic game. If you've got no halachic game, you're not making an Eil Kavah, you're just making an Eil Arai. It's a practical game. So now, if you were to ask for yourself, Kedei Shiyurcha V'yishtav Yoshe, we all know that really means a halachic game. Actually, we could have asked that, but we've got other questions. Meaning to say, this is not the strongest question, because I could really answer it. Kedei Shiyurcha V'yishtav Yoshe just means a practical game, not a halachic game. So it's very, very glut. That's why if it's an Eil Arai, on that the Gemara says, you're not allowed to make an Eil Arai l'chat chelo. So that's why the Gemara moves on, three and third and fourth rule. Tosfos understood, Tosfos understood, I've got 1 minute. Tosfos understood that, no, Kedei Shiyurcha V'yishtav Yoshe is clear, it means a halachic game. So Oy Bazoi, the Gemara could have asked, it says Kedei Shiyurcha V'yishtav Yoshe. So it says, yeah, Rashi pointed out, no, we could have asked it, but we got other questions. Meaning to say, it's a knockout question. But I've got two other knockout questions. Not that because I would have wriggled out of it and said Kedei Shiyurcha V'yishtav Yoshe. As far as Tosfos is concerned, Kedei Shiyurcha V'yishtav Yoshe is a halakhic game. So Oy Bazoi, as far as Tosfos is concerned, you can never suggest that according to Rabbi Meir, you're making an Eil Arai. Else what? It was Apostle Sukkah, it's still Apostle Sukkah. So you're not making an Eil Arai else that. So else what is it in Eil Arai? Right? The only thing you could somehow maybe suggest is motive on Eil Arai. I'm not even sure how that comes out. No, maybe it's motive on Eil Arai. That was the Havamina. Something like that. I'm not even sure how to... Okay, we'll leave it with that for today.
Many years ago, I'm not sure why, but we were invited to Friday night to the mitzvah student, and it was